Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Hey, Psalms 14 tells us, "Only fools say in their hearts, there is no God. They are corrupt and their actions are evil. Not one of them does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the entire human race. He looks to see if anyone is truly wise, if anyone seeks God. But no, all have turned away. All have become corrupt. No one does good, not a single one. Will those who do evil never learn? They eat up my people like bread and wouldn't think of praying to the Lord. Terror will grip them, for God is with those who obey him. The wicked frustrate the plans of the oppressed, but the Lord will protect his people." I'm not political. This week's a big week for our country. The midterm elections are Tuesday. I'm not saying vote Democrat. I'm not saying vote Republican. I'm a true American. I believe in this country. I believe in what it stands for. We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I want you to open your eyes this week. I want everyone to get out and vote. And I want you to vote for the candidate that stands for that, that is unashamed of the Lord, that stands by his word. Not the devilish fool that's going on right now, but someone who's in there to make a difference for us. Keep that in your hearts. I want you to pray on it. I don't want you to go to the polls saying, "Hey, I am Democratic and I'm voting straight Democratic." Or you go to the polls and "I'm Republican, I'm going to vote straight Republican." Pray on the person that God wants in that seat. And pray that the evil wickedness in this country will end. I'm on a roll this morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. What a beautiful start today. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. As I mentioned earlier today, Tuesday is the midterm vote. I encourage you, and I still encourage you, to get out and vote. Here in town, if you don't believe that, go out to the Pinecrest Memorial and look at all the men and women who sacrificed their life so we have that right. It's not a given right. It was paid for us. There was a price paid to be able to go out and vote. I tried to get some of the candidates in to the show, but I found out that if I brought a candidate in, I would have to bring in their counterpart. And yes, I believe I'm not judging. I don't want to not bring anybody in here on the show, whether it's to praise the Lord or, hey, who knows, there may be a debate on the show one day, and I'm up for the debate. Get out. Make your voice known. Vote for the candidate that you believe. And if you don't know, there's no sense. Just like when you take a test, you don't mark down if you have choice A, B, C, or D. You don't just get your number two pencil and say, I think I'm just going to pick B. No, you've got time left. Know who's on that ballot. As I said, lives were laid down so you have that right. And it is Mixed Sunday Morning. And I also want to remind you that Jesus laid his life down for you too. And he laid it down, not that you could have a 2-year term or a 4-year term. He laid it down so you could have life eternal. So yes, it is important Tuesday on what we do. And it's going to be important not just locally, but how it affects our country Tuesday. But don't get too far into that. Know that Jesus did something bigger than any candidate can do, any president could do, any world leader could do. He loved you so much, he gave his life for you and me. Because see, I'm not ashamed to sit in here and say, I need him as much as you do. I need him every day. I fail all the time. And I call upon his name for forgiveness. He loves me. He loves you. Have a great Sunday morning. It's Mick Sunday morning. It's Mick Sunday morning, and let's get back to our conversation about Tuesday, midterm elections. Who are we looking for? Who do we want? And what qualities do they need? Let's turn to the Bible. The first thing I want to see in a candidate is wisdom. James 1 verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. So let that candidate, whether it's a him or a her, have wisdom from the Lord. James 3 verse 17 says, but the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Now, if your candidate you want to vote for fits into that category, they've received wisdom from the Lord. And as I said, I don't want to make this all about what's going on Tuesday. So how about you? Do you ask the Lord for wisdom? He simply tells us all we have to do is ask, and it'll be generously given to us. That's one of the two words I pray to the Lord all the time. I ask him for wisdom, and I ask him for knowledge, so that when I'm set in the position, I can speak properly, and that I'm not speaking from me, that I'm speaking from the word that God is speaking through me. And knowledge that I don't have tunnel vision in situations. That I can step back and allow God to work in my life and trust that what I'm saying, where I'm going, is directed by him. So I pray that the candidates you are going to vote for have wisdom and have knowledge. And I pray for you, the listeners, that you have and that you will pray for wisdom from the Lord, and that you will pray for knowledge to lead your life, to lead your career. Who knows? You could be leading your neighbor to the Lord. God bless you. It's Mick Sunday morning. It's Mick Sunday morning, and this is the last segment for me this morning. We've got some more music to come to finish the show. But I thank you for listening. I thank you for hanging in here with me as I share the word of the Lord. Literally, read it out of the Bible because it says don't change it, amend it. It is what it is. So I take it straight from there. I try to relate it to you. This show was a little different this week. It's very important what is going to happen Tuesday. And like I said, I don't care if it's Democrat or Republican, but there are rights that I am very interested in. Satan is in the middle of this because there are things that are going on right now that are allowed by some of our elected officials that God destroyed in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. You can sit back and say, well, yes, it is the same. Because we are allowing social, moral decay. First, we got to get into our families. And we have to raise kids that know the Lord, that are unashamed of the Lord. And we know they're going to make bad decisions. Trust me. I had 4 kids. But when it comes around, they're going to come back to Him. And then we have to stand up for our rights. As I mentioned before, I'm no whatever rebel, whatever you want to call it, I'm a true American. I had a great, 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 great grandfather who swam to get on a boat, hide away in a boat, to jump off the boat and swim to shore in America to come for freedom. I wish we all had that. Keep this country free and under God. Thank you again for listening. It's a blessing being here every week. Next week, I've got a great guest coming in, and it'll be our first live music set on the show. Have a great Sunday. Have a great week. And if the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mix Sunday Morning. That does it for this week's Mix Sunday Morning podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix1065radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.